The Buddha said, verse 21, heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful do not die, whereas the heedless are as if dead. Means spiritually, you are as if dead. You don't stand a chance to become enlightened, to develop the spiritual life. One only need to be heedful, then one is destined for enlightenment. Therefore, one must make strong determination to be heedful. So this is a reminder to all. According to this Dhammapada verse 21, the moment you are not heedful, you become heedless. And the heedless are as if dead. You cannot meditate. You cannot develop the cultivation. You are spiritually dead. So never be heedless. Always develop the strong sincerity and faith and determine to persevere yourself, to cultivate and develop heedfulness. Because the moment you are heedful, the Buddha said, you are destined for enlightenment. That's why I say heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The deathless means what? You cultivate to realize enlightenment. The moment you are enlightened, you are free from suffering, free from birth and death. You will not die through ignorance. And you will not be conditioned through karma to come back. So those who die through heedlessness, they will develop what they call karmic conditioning to come back life after life. They call this samsara, birth and death. So if you are still with delusion, you cannot liberate your mind, you cannot free. So the last thought moment or the death consciousness, because there is avijja, evil condition, rebirth consciousness. So evil condition, rebirth. And that is the nature's law. You cannot avoid. So determined to be heedful. And once you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. In fact, we have gone through Dhammapada verse 21, followed by 22 and 23. All these three Dhammapada verses are related and they point towards enlightenment for those who are heedful. Especially verse 22 and 23. Just according to the Buddha, knowing the difference between heedfulness and heedlessness, the wise intend on heedfulness. And when they do that, they will rejoice in the realm of the Aryas or the enlightened ones. That's why they are destined for enlightenment. Then verse 23 confirm everything. He said, the heedful means the constantly meditative, ever mindful and steadfast one. They will realize the supreme born free Nibbana. So if you are heedful means you are ever mindful and constantly meditative. That's what Dhammapada verse 23 is all about. And the definition of heedfulness is that. So if you can stick to these two type of cultivation, means constantly meditative, ever mindful, you are destined to realize the supreme enlightenment, Nibbana. So this is a reminder, a revision. So determined to be heedful, very important. So if you have the understanding, then you must see the importance of daily mindfulness. Otherwise, when you are in the form of meditation, only you can be mindful and heedful. provided you can, most people can't, then do you stand a chance? You can't even do it in a proper environment like a retreat condition or in a formal meditation posture. So all this is very clear. If you are hardly mindful, how can you be heedful? To be heedful, you have to be ever mindful. Then in that trained mind state of ever mindful mind state, use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, which is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. That's why it's constantly meditative. Unless you can have that mind state in the midst of life, especially daily life, you don't stand a chance because you are heedless. You have not trained your mind. So meditation is not what you think. It's easy if you understand and do it correctly and appropriately. Means train yourself to be heedful. To be heedful is to be ever mindful and constantly meditative. And to be ever mindful, you need to train your mind to be mindful first, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. That's why all meditation points towards training the mind to be mindful first, then stabilize it to be ever mindful, leading to heedfulness. So all our teaching centered on that understanding. Without heedfulness, you cannot awaken. Without heedfulness, you cannot understand life. You cannot see. You are like blind. Spiritually, you don't stand a chance. So heedfulness is really, really most important. Without heedfulness, you cannot understand a lot of things. So the next paragraph I read to you, then you will understand. To know who you are and what you are is very important, because you need to inquire, is this so-called human being or the five aggregates of form and mind really what you are? Then you have to question and inquire. How do you know the world? How do you interact with the world? If you are mindful and aware, you will come to realize that it's through the senses, our sixth sense door, that enable us to know the world and to interact with the world. And we do it via our mind or mental consciousness that arise upon contact with the respective sense bases. So this is a very important understanding. And without mindfulness or heedfulness, you cannot see, you cannot observe all this, you cannot understand who you are, what you are, how you function as a human being, how your mind arises following the dependent origination, paticca-samuppada. All this you cannot see. And you cannot see, how can you understand? There is no way.